Tyreek Hill gushing about Tom Brady, which Wiggy thinks means immediately that Tom Brady is heading to Miami after what happened to Tua last night.
But have you ever seen a player in any sport?
We did this, by the way, when the man retired the first
Correct.
Time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we did it when
he came back.
We did it when...
I think once is fine enough. I think if he comes back again after a roast and everything else,
yeah,
I think
it's too much.
So
and hey, listen to this, Wiggy. On the Subaru of New England text line,
uh-huh.
You saw how defensive he was at the roast, which Courtney brought up,
uh-huh.
When it came to Robert Kraft. Texter says he would never come back and play in the division.
And I also saw him on a boat saying, don't test me, young quarterbacks, and make me have to come out of retirement. What we have never saw a player in any sport. If Tom Brady came back and played today, let's just say he did and he went to Miami. Team's in his backyard, doesn't have to travel, doesn't have to go away to the West Coast. They have an unbelievable offense. They have the most dominant, skilled player in the NFL in Tyreek Hill. If Tom Brady came back today, honestly, would he be looked at as a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah.
You mean before he plays? Like Phil from the Cape says he probably would not. Hello, Phil?
Yeah, Wiggs, you got to, whatever, I mean, I don't know what the strand is that you're smoking on or chewing on this morning, but one of the last games I got to witness firsthand inside of Raymond James was the Bengals playing Tom Brady's Bucks. Burrow, even in today's current Timu version of a Backstreet Boy, I'm pretty sure he could spank Tom Brady. Tom Brady had a bazillion weapons down in Tampa, and he couldn't get the job done. Joe Burrow, easily, you didn't even... You
Phil,
left him off that
Phil, list. Phil, Burrow, he had a bazillion weapons his final year in Tampa? Were you watching that team?
He did. You're gonna tell me that his offensive weapons alone, every single target he had, Curtis? Come on.
Did you see the roster he was throwing to? Mike Evans was banged up. Godwin was coming off a knee injury. He had no offensive line.
Could have ruined his career by continuing to go one more year. Look at his numbers.
Phil, look at the year before his final year. He was the MVP of the NFL.
Curtis, let me say this. Oh, Phil, here's his numbers.
Yeah.
His last year, top 10 touchdowns, top 5 passing yards. He was
in the worst league in the NFL. He was in the worst division of the NFL.
But I'm talking about overall.
His only Super Bowl ring was the COVID year.
Phil, overall, he was third his final year in passing yards with almost 4,700. He was behind Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. Third, he was top 10 when it came to touchdowns. He had 25 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions. His quarterback rating that year was a little low, was 90. But we're talking about a team in Miami that look what Tua was able to do with that type of talent. Stop with the Tom Brady. If he comes out of retirement, you can't touch the quarterback.
The Fox job will wait for him.
Yes.
You can rip Brady. Believe me, there's things to rip. Tom Brady's final year in Tampa, that team was a disaster.
Yes.
The Gronk was out. They had the offensive line was in shambles. His starting center got injured
Chris
in the
Godwin
preseason.
Was coming off an ACL injury.
Like, it was a really, really bumpy ride. The year before, so they win the Super Bowl. His best season in Tampa was his second year. He was second in the MVP voting. He had 40 touchdown passes. I don't know if he can still do that, but if I am Stephen Ross and I have this team that's ready-made, I would absolutely entertain it.
Oh, maybe he can't put up those numbers, but let me ask the room this question. If Tom Brady's your quarterback, statistically, does he have better numbers than Tua would have? If Tua was healthy, who has better numbers this year if they're both healthy?
Tom.
I think probably Tom Brady does. But you don't know. Like, a year is a long time to be out of it when you're his age.
Yeah, but he's
like,
not.
You know that.
I understand, but his.
And it's so easy. Like, I mean, he doesn't take anything easy, but it's so easy to do the television thing and to wait till you get your equity stake in the Raiders. Like, why?
But what does Tom love?
himself. He loves himself.
And he loves people talking about him.
Yes. Right. He loves attention.
If he did this and came out.
What if he called his own games while he's on the field?
Yes. But no, honestly, though, serious talk. If he did this and came out and did what we think he could do, he's already the greatest quarterback. He would be, like, talked about in a whole nother level of...
Well, he'd also be talked about poorly legacy-wise if he comes back and he's not that good.
Yeah, but he has 7 Super Bowls, so those really go away. Right. In 100 years, nobody's going to remember how he came back. And I would just like to say, B. Souza, 340, the people that have this belief where they say, the only reason the Bucs won the Super Bowl was the defense. The Bucs that year had the same preseason over-under win total as the Patriots. The Bucs were the losingest franchise in the history of American team professional sports. They won 7 games with Jameis Winston. They won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. He elevated that entire organization.
I mean, so, if you're the Dolphins, like, who, we talked about Mac Jones, who else are you going to go and get?
Ryan Tannehill.
Right? Ryan Tannehill, he's available.
You could trade for Russell Wilson.
Right. He's available.
Colin Kaepernick.
Right. He's available. Or guess what? There's a guy who lives 5 miles away from your stadium.
You can pick Bailey Zappi up off the Kansas City Chiefs practice
squad. He's available. Or you could say, hey, Tom, listen, you're 5 miles away.
You got to be here one day a week.
You'd be here for a couple of days, but it's easy to get here. You know, the only time you got to worry about traveling is when we play on the road.
Well, you could probably trade for Zach Wilson.
Right. You could still see your kids. You could still do all that stuff. You're in the place that has been trying to woo you or was trying to woo you heavy. And look at the talent. And you got a great offensive mind in Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, but Greg brought up the point about if he came back and was not good. I know, Curtis, that overall, as a nation, as the world, we'd never remember. But Tom, I think that's in the back of his mind of, like, if you come back, he would never forgive himself.
But he came back. He ended on a bad note.
Right.
He'd be trying to correct the loss that he had to the Cowboys
Do you think Tom Brady has a mindset, if I come back, I'm going to be bad?
No, but I think that you have to be realistic that you are getting older, and the fact that you did end on a bad note, you better come back looking pretty damn good.
And do you think, based on him calling games and him watching, he goes, Deshaun Watson, and I'm up here doing this? And this, I'm calling the game. You don't think that Brady goes, I could do better than this?
I understand Brady's made a lot of claims about how the game's gotten easier. Right. I don't think that the game has changed that much from his last snap to where we are now.
Do you agree with this text message that if he came back and beat Patrick Mahomes, it would be the greatest sports story ever?
I don't know if it's better than the original one that Wiggy was a part of with the Patriots, red, white, and blue, winning after 9/11.
That doesn't matter. This is the greatest. That would be the greatest sports story ever. A guy takes 2 years off. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He goes, does a couple football games, comes back, and next thing you know, he's hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
At 40, what is he, 46?
He'd have to wait on the ownership stake in the Raiders. He'd have to, why does he care?
He doesn't care about that. That still will be there. What's he, 40?
And the three-peat, too? That'd be pretty big.
What's he, 46?
Oh, my God. That would be, and he would win the Super Bowl where it all began. New Orleans.
Right, and how old is he, 46 years old?
I mean, if he does well in Miami, then I'm sure
that's the Rich Hill of quarterbacks.
Stephen Ross would give him.
Don't you ever put Tom Brady and Rich Hill in the same sentence.
I just wanted to make you mad.
They would give him an equity stake down there.
He's not worried about that.
Is that your alias, Greg, when you check into a hotel?
Rich Hill. TBD, as Craig Breslow said yesterday. I don't think he appreciated the Rich Hill comment yesterday.
That was, he gave a single chuckle and then went silent.
Right. Speaking of people that like Quidditch, Craig Breslow.
All I know is it's just trending all over the place.
Oh, it is?
Brady, you know, Brady to Miami.
Of course it is. That's how social media works.
You got me excited.
No, hey, Curtis, listen.
He's not coming back, Curtis.
Listen,
don't worry.
Listen, it might be. It might be in the world that we see it, fantasy land, it's a reality in
Miami.
I
could take James to see Tom Brady week 5 at Gillette Stadium.
You don't think the Miami's Dolphins owner is calling Tom all the time?
I don't care if they're calling all the time. Tom Brady would have to accept for him to be on the field.
But it's a reality in the world of the Dolphins. It's fantasy land to us, but to them, it's reality.
It's more likely Santo actually casts a spell with a wand than Tom Brady comes back.
I'm not saying he's coming back or anything, but it's a reality. This is something that the owner of the Dolphins is probably picking up the phone every single day. Tom, please come play. And he'll do that all season long. Tyreek Hill just did an extension. You're not going to waste this guy's Tyreek Hill's, you know, getting towards the ends of his career. Mike McDaniels has a team that has high-powered offense. It's their reality. I don't know why people don't see that.
I don't know if this is an accurate report or not, but the superintendent of Brockton Schools just offered him $14 million to play there this season.
The Herald just quoted that as a fact.
Is that true?
I don't know. Keep our eyes on it, man.
Right, we're going to keep our eyes on it. It is a Patriots Friday, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football, final score 31-10. But the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from DeMar Hamlin.
He should be done.
Yeah.
Wiggy says that it's very difficult for a guy of his age and where he is to make that decision. But
how many concussions did Luke Kuechly have when he made the decision 4 years ago?
I don't know. I was several. Let me get the exact.
And Luke Kuechly had the brightest of futures.
Right, but didn't
was
he play
so
like nine
young.
Years, though, Luke Kuechly?
No. Luke was a year older than me at BC.
But we heard Jelani Tavai say
it's difficult to walk away. I understand. I'm just saying that there have been other players that have decided to put their livelihood, their well-being,
right,
their life before playing football.
But I think he had three concussions in three seasons.
Right. What's the difference between Luke Kuechly and maybe the way Tua sees it? Luke Kuechly was a linebacker, so he's hitting every play. Tua's probably saying, I probably should just slide.
You know what else is the difference? Is how much money Tua has guaranteed over Luke Kuechly. So
that
he can walk away with having a pretty big...
I get that, Courtney. You keep the money thing, I get. I understand
that.
I'm told
all the time that money's all that matters.
But when it comes to doing something that all you know your whole life and you're 27 years or 26 years old and you're like, all right, I can just change the way I do things if I slide when I get in the open field.
Well, he knew that going into a game like last night after what he suffered from before.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, but I'm just giving you the mind of a young athlete. If I was 26 years old, and, you know, it would be difficult for me to walk away.
He's been in the league 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's almost identical to Luke Kuechly.
Right.
3 in 3 years, been in the league for 5 years, identical.
Yeah.
And look, I brought up Sidney Crosby. He had like four of them, you know, and it's so hard to walk away from something that you love to do when you know that you're just getting started in the sense of where you are in your career.
Well, the Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday, kickoff at 1 p.m. We talked to Jelani Tavai this morning. Here's what he had to say about the outside noise and everyone saying they're underdogs.
We all have that underdog mindset. You know, we're okay with being underdogs because we're going to be the same team every like week in, week out, and we're going to make sure that every team understands and feels, you know, our aggression and our tough football. So for the younger guys who are listening to the noise, I hope that they can lean to a vet and not look at those distractions and just focus on their play and perfecting their craft. And for the older guys, I think we've been in this organization long enough to know that we don't need to hear or listen to any of other people's opinions other than our teammates, our coaches, and ourselves.
Love it.
Yep. The Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings last night. 2-1 was the final. Another one in the Bronx tonight. 7:05 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here at on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. You know that feeling when your knee or ankle or any joint feels like bone on bone? That's when it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. If you've got a torn ligament, tendon, you also need to pick up the phone and call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at ortholaser.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, before I get to the weather, the WEEI Woo Sox report brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Massachusetts chapter. I got to tell you guys, the Woo Sox, in a Spanish phrase, en fuego. Hunter Dobbins dominated, got the Woo Sox their 40th win of the second half yesterday. The Woo Sox are 75-66, and Chase Meidroff, I don't know if that you pronounce it, he got a single on a 101-mile-per-hour pitch. Vaughn Grissom making the Chris Sale trade look unfair for the Braves had a line-drive RBI single, and Bobby Dalbec had two hits, and that's the Woo Sox report. Go out to Worcester to see good baseball. And right now, it is 68 degrees and sunny afternoon, high of 83.